Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Will Ross, an Anchorage resident who was born and raised in Alaska. From Mount Marathon to Johnson Pass, he's constantly pushing himself in the state's great outdoors.
My main sport is off-road triathlon, or the Xterra style triathlon, so definitely do a ton of swimming, a ton of running, lots of mountain running. Like, I've been doing Mount Marathon since I was 13. In the junior race, you only go halfway, but it was totally, totally scary. Had no idea what I was getting myself into the first year. I'd only hiked it once, and it was the day before. Hadn't really picked out my route yet. The biggest thing at Mount Marathon is you got to pick out your route. Which trail you're going to go up? Are you going to go up the cliff? Are you going to go up the roots? I certainly don't like being passed, so that's one way I push through. There's no oxygen in your brain to think with, so yeah, you're just suffering. I mean, it hurts. You got to prepare for it to hurt, but it's fun. It's an amazing place. So many different things to do outside, and yeah, biking, hiking, skiing. I mostly do the mountain biking, and then now that snow biking has taken off, I've been getting into that. You're not nearly as restricted. Road bike, you basically have to ride the thing on roads. Mountain bike, you gotta stick to the trails. Fat bike, man, you can go anywhere. You can ride beaches, you can ride across tundra. You can ride anywhere, and year round too. The wow moment is every day. It's every time you have a view. You get to the top of a hill and you look around, or ride a new trail and you see the new view, the new lake that you're looking at, or new mountain. Yeah, just anytime you have a different perspective, that's pretty amazing.
Will Ross lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Molly Dishner, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Josh Edge.